This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What up, everybody? B. Mitchell Philly, 106.7 The Fan. And we had a very, very good football game last night, so we'll get into that as we get ready to go. You get to, late on the day, you get to ask me any kind of questions you want. I want y'all to bring it, you know? Sometimes you come in and you ask questions and bring it today, you know? Give me some tough things. Ask me some real questions.
I got a question.
Got some love questions? Whatever you want. Bring
I got
it.
A question for
what
you.
What you got?
Why was Carson Beck MVP when it very clearly should have been Malachi Toney?
Well, because everything is about quarterbacks these days. I think Carson Beck was good, though.
He was bad. Good on the last drive. He missed so much, dude.
Yeah, but he wasn't bad overall.
But Toney was a monster throughout.
Toney is a monster.
They don't win that game without Toney.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you like this, dog. When he ran that last one in, you know that he had solidified that. We just got to understand in today's game of football, and I'm not saying at the NFL level, the NCAA level, high school, the quarterback is going to get the benefit of the doubt no matter what, and they shouldn't. And listen, I played that position. I understand, you know, what goes into it, but hell, the quarterback is not always the best player just because he's in that position.
Agreed. Good morning, Brian. How do you do, brother?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Lost track of time there. I've been here for 20 minutes.
Oh, I know. I know you're on your throne, dog. It's all good. I was going to run down and charge my car. I said, hold on. I remember I saw him somewhere last. Let me hang around just in case.
I got to carry Jeff's meat today.
We're going to do a different thing. Jeff, what's our guy named? Tay sent us some products, and Jeff heated it up and brought it in. Let's get away from that little the way you like to present it.
I mean, Jeff presented me with a giant tray of meat. He inserted
it
into my car.
A tray of ribs and brisket.
And then I carried it upstairs.
Ribs, brisket, and some burn-ins. It's good, too.
So I was wondering, did you try it already?
Yeah, hell yeah, I tried it.
Jeff's like, man, you think people are going to start eating this early? I was like, as soon as Brian sees that,
hold on, Jeff. Yeah.
As soon as you see it, you're eating it.
When I bring in gumbo, does anybody wait?
No.
when I bring the ribs, I'm cooking. Does anybody wait? No. One thing about it, this is a place where we have a bunch of vultures.
Yeah, dude.
Okay? And these vultures are all ages. You know, some of them are medium, some of them are small, some of them are bigger. But we all like to eat, man. And when you bring in some good damn food, it's going to get devoured, believe me.
This place is the Wild West, dude.
Oh,
like,
whatever
can happen, will happen. Landfill was asking who our HR representative is this morning.
We don't have one, Landfill. Have you ever seen all
the stuff? I think it's Roger Dodger.
No.
That's who I nominate.
First of all, I'll just ask this question. Have you walked around this building and listen to some of the conversations and things that are going on?
Yeah.
There is no such thing as an HR, I don't think.
Maybe it's White Brian.
Nah. Hell no.
He would not be best at judging people's targets.
He is not. Oh, he's not. No. Couldn't be White Bryant.
Landfill, how many days did we make it with White Bryant on time? Like, he was off to a hot streak of two?
I don't know, four?
You're not here today? Yeah, I didn't even notice he wasn't there.
Did we know he wasn't coming in
today? He is so damn quiet that I didn't even notice he wasn't there.
He's here.
He's here? Where?
I don't know.
All right, are we streaming?
He's watching the throne.
Wait, who the hell is that talking that's supposed to be Landfill?
Landfill, are you feeling better or worse?
The voice has gotten different.
He's also eating, I think.
New year, new him.
New year, new Landfill.
I guess.
Really fun game to watch last night, which is really what I was hoping for. I had a little bit of action on Miami, so I was cool with them winning. But honestly, can two things be true? I feel like we've established that. Mm-hmm. One thing I've learned in the talk radio space is that, like, everybody's supposed to be opinionated, right? And I don't
think... Not necessarily.
Well, I don't think you and I are... Or I'll speak for myself. I don't think I ever lack for opinions, but I like to think I am never in a place where I have an opinion and don't believe any other opinion can be correct, or that I can't change my opinion based on other information.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm a big believer in multiple things can be true at one time. The end of that game, when Ole Miss got the kickoff with 30 seconds, 28 mm-hmm. seconds, and they immediately hit two passes. Then they get one last play. Two things can be true.
Mm-hmm.
That was pass interference on the last play, and I'm glad they didn't call it. Dude's grabbing him by the neck of his jersey.
They both are hand fighting, and that's why I heard the referee who was making all the calls making a comment. They were both hand fighting at that, and you're not going to make that call.
I'm glad they didn't.
But let's do a little Michael Jackson moonwalk back. That was no damn targeting. He hit him with the shoulder
and
the receiver's chest. Bro, we got to get rid of that BS in college football.
Targeting is...
It is football. Targeting was always set as you launching with the crown of your helmet.
And you used to, like, the Supreme Court defined pornography as you know it when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, targeting, the way the rule was intended to be made, you knew it.
When it happened, you knew.
God, especially DBs, safeties would fly and attack like a human missile.
Listen, man, I have watched football for a long time, and I understand rules have changed. That was a clean hit. And this is the thing that we don't ever take into consideration. The damn referees that make the call, they hate to go against each other. They're in a crew together. See what I'm saying? When I saw that, I'm like, that's not targeting. They'll notice that. The dude turned his helmet, missed him with the helmet. So what is target? I mean, how do you tackle these days? You can't use your shoulder pad. You can't use your helmet. A guy falling forward and you're coming forward, you're supposed to hit him softer. I think you should be able to just twinkle your nose or something like damn genie and a damn pillow pop in front of you before you hit somebody? That was not targeting, and that kid should not have been dismissed from that game. That is BS.
Yeah, I thought in general the refs were pretty good last night. There was a pretty obvious false start by the Canes' right tackle on that last touchdown drive late. I thought that was Beck's best came late when it had to, so you got to give credit for that. Miami at times felt like they should have won that thing by two scores.
Going away.
Fletcher couldn't get tackled. He's a monster. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess he tweaked something late, right? But throughout that game, you're like, how is Miami not up two scores?
Now, it's like Jay, I'll say this, okay? I've always said, it's not that referees call bad calls all the time or whatever. It's when they call it and how and what they call it on.
Right.
They changed Miami's aggression off of some of them calls that they started to call. Like right after the dismissed, they kicked the kid out of the game, it was another penalty that came out. I'm like, what the hell is that? Now you make people play hesitant. See, a referee doesn't have to blatantly do something. He can make calls in certain situations that completely changes the way you're playing the game. And Miami is an aggressive, attack you type of team.
Sure.
If you take that away from them and you make them play hesitant, the other team's going to catch up. Listen, that kid, Trinidad Champions.
Hard not to love that
kid. Go to the pros, bro. Trying to stay in college, you go. You listen to me. You are better than most guys in the damn draft and a lot of guys in the league. You're better than them right now. Take your little ass to the pros and go make your money and stop trying to hang around in college with that BS.
Well, at least he's making money in college.
He ain't making what he gonna make in the league. That
sure.
Dude, he will. If he jumps out right now, he's jumping up into the first round.
What?
From the people that cut their saying gonna go in the first and the second, he's better than most of them.
He is exciting to watch. The ball flies out of his hand.
That kid can do it.
The quicks he has. Just an impossible story not to root for, I would say. A year ago, he's at Ferris State. Now Brian Mitchell's telling him to go for the pros. I thought he was really good.
Listen to me. Like,
last night, he's 23 of 37, 275, and a touchdown.
That kid is good.
Could have had like three picks.
You and I discussed this yesterday, and I was saying how when you start looking at the guys in college and they throw out these numbers, we automatically assume every time they throw out a number is per year. A lot of times they throw out these
numbers. Multi-years.
It's for 2, 3, 4 years. So when you hit an $8 million quarterback, something, that's 4 years. If that guy is good enough to go to the pros, he's going to get more than $8 million in that first year. With the signing bonus and everything, man, go. Listen, I love college. And I would have loved to go back and play football again in it. I didn't go to college to start playing football to keep playing college football.
Right.
I wanted to go put my medal against the best of the best.
I was listening.
That kid is good, man.
I was listening to an interview this morning with Tyler Shuck, the Saints quarterback, who had a really impressive second half of the season. And he was like, you know, my journey is my journey. It took me a while in college. Everybody wants to go to college for 3 years and go to the pros. And I loved the honesty there because any football player that's going to play high D1 major football – you're excited about playing at North Carolina or Iowa or Texas or Michigan, but you're hoping to be playing for the Texans or the Lions.
You know
what I mean? Like,
people ask me when I was coming out of college, but why don't you go and play quarterback in Canada? I said, I never had a dream of playing in Canada. My dreams was always playing in the NFL, and I didn't give a damn what position that was. When I woke up on Sunday mornings in my house, I didn't go looking for the CFL. I looked for NCAA or the NFL.
You were watching LSU and then
so the Saints. you have aspiration to play against the best of the best. And I had never one day dreamed of playing in Canada.
Right.
So when I was given opportunity to go to the NFL, hell, Canada, I was going to sign with some guaranteed money. The NFL, I had to go make the team. I still rather go try to make the team than go up there for that guaranteed.
What stood out to me, there's a lot of NFL talent on that field last night.
Hell yeah.
The best player on the field was a 5'11", 18-year-old kid.
That kid is amazing. Don't he remind you a little bit of Tanner Hatana?
That's what I thought too, dude. That's what I thought too.
Bruh, like you go back to Miami when Tanner had on that number 6. He is exactly... He runs and does stuff just like Tanner did.
The quickness, like it's easy to have, not easy, but you can have speed or you can have quickness, but rarely do you have both. And short burst, long burst, and then vision on top of it.
Unbelievable.
Like the little screen. Dude, so Malachi Toney last night went 2 for 11 on the ground, then had 5 catches for 81 yards with a touchdown. But his play, there was a third and long where it was just a little receiver screen. He bailed them out. Like, it's just remarkable for a kid that young to be that good. And B, I'm not talking about just last night, because I'm with you that Trinidad's a pro. Kawan Lacey to tweak his hamstring and then come back in the second half and play through what was obvious pain, wildly impressive. That kid's a pro. Stribling's a pro. Like, they got pros everywhere.
There's a lot of them out there on that field, bro.
I liked the pass rusher, Prince Will, number one. Dude that was just beating Miami's left tackle all day. Number one on Ole Miss was a player. I'm not talking about just last night. I'm talking about the entire 12-team college football playoff. Miami might have more pros than all of them.
Hey, they're talented.
Defensively?
I like Mario.
I think they got 6-7 surefire draft picks. Not even undrafted guys.
Yeah. Mario is damn good, bro. He went out, he got some people, and when you listen to that dude talk, he motivates the hell out of me. So I'm sure he's motivating this dude, and he showed them that he believes in them. You know what I'm saying? He walked in there, And I this is like me watching him on TV and listening to Santana and watching people around. This dude has come in there, took the present, the past, and possibly the future, and molded all of them together and said, we doing this stuff together. I'm not coming in here and alienate what the hell has happened. I'm not going to sit up here and say, you can't, look out. I want everybody to be in this together. And he still seems to do it with the utmost respect for everybody. I love it, man.
He has a sense of pride, passion, but also be like, when the you has been great before, I don't really remember the Schnellenberger, Jimmy Johnson, the rise of the U, right?
I remember that.
I mean, they were badasses that yes, put college indeed. Football on its head. I obviously remember the Butch Davis years when they were awesome, the Tana years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just to run it, embracing that, but he operates with a sense of like grace and decorum while allowing the you to be the you, which is pretty remarkable.
Yeah.
And
listen, man, the thing about
admirable.
It, this is where people screw up in life. You can be who you are without stopping someone from being who they are. And I think Joe was very much, and then that's where I was going. I think Joe was very good at that because Joe was this hyper-religious, super-religious guy who allowed you to be who the hell you were. Now, he wanted you to be respectful when you got on, and he'll talk to you about it, but he didn't expect you to be who he was because on that team, I just go to my team. You had Darryl Green, but you had Wilbur Marshall. You had Tim Johnson. But you had Alvin Walton.
Right.
Okay? You had Fred Stokes, but you had B. Mitch.
Right.
You know, he had from one spectrum to the end. When you had Darryl's on the team, you had John Riggins. You know, John wouldn't know like a Darryl.
Right.
But he was.
Just think about about Art versus Gary.
Yeah, you let guys be who they are. And that's what Mario seems to be to me where, I'll say this here, not everybody has an appetite for Mike Irvin, okay? I know Mike, and I know Mike is like that all the time. Most coaches couldn't handle Mike's antics.
On the sideline,
Mario
too.
Don't give a damn. And the thing of it, now listen, you see Mike, and the people go, oh, yeah, he's a star. He invites his guys back
right. And
allow them to be around the sideline and stuff to talk to the players. He's not saying, come over here, but stand at one spot. Don't say nothing to nobody.
Right.
You know, when I went down to JMU to watch my school play, like, here, this is your sideline pass. My sideline pass gave me all access. And they're like, well, why you just stand over there? I'm not the one that's going to be all over the place. I'm going to stand over here,
right. Look
at stuff. When a guy give me eye contact, I'm going to give him a little signal or something, but I'm not up and down the sideline. That's not who I'm going to be. But they gave me the access to it. Some colleges, when you come, thank you for coming to the game, sit in the stands.
Or they clear you out before kickoff.
Exactly. Right. So you have to respect that, man. And I loved it, man. You know, listen, I'm watching the game. So, you know, Ted and I, like, we roll dogs. You were smart. I went to Miami. I'm happy for him because I've been watching and listening to him.
We got a group text last night from a friend that tried to mess with Tana. And what I said to you this morning, I was like, that did not read the room right.
Nah.
Let Tana be with the U on. Like, there's a reason he doesn't want to be at the game. Like, he wants to focus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's invited. Are you kidding me? They'd love to have Santana Moss there. The kid Fletcher, the running back, is the closest I think we've seen to a Derrick Henry type dude since we've seen Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Just size, build, upright running style, still has speed.
Yeah. Yep.
22 carries last night in the title game, make it 30. Like, just feed that dude.
Listen, man, like, that upright running style, but watch him at the point of impact.
Totally.
Like, Eric Dickerson was the same way, right here. And people go, man, the guy run like that. What? At the point of impact, when it's contact, they feed you shoulder pads. You know, and that dude do the same thing. Just he did it, and when he drops it down, it brings a little bit more effort to it.
So real quick, in case we run out of time, and Lord knows what kind of breaking news we'll have as the show goes on. I got good news, bad news. Yesterday, we don't know what the hell is going on with National Links Trust, and then the D.C. public golf courses, right? Rock Creek, Langston, and they call it East Potomac. I call it Haynes Point, whatever you want to call it, right? I grew up going to Rock Creek with my father. Probably the first place I really swung golf clubs was at Rock Creek.
Mm-hmm.
In my 20s, when I lived in Northeast, me and my roommate, Pisu, played Langston all the time. But the one that means the most to me is Haynes Point. Has forever.
I love Langston and Haynes Point.
Love them all. Yeah. But, like, Haynes, the property, where you are, you're seeing the monuments. Like, I love Haynes Point. Most of the time I go there now is to hit the driving range. I get a grilled cheese. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite grilled cheese in town. It may or may not be closing. We don't know what the hell's going on over there. Yesterday, I went just to see it. And if I'm saying goodbye, at least I saw it one last time. Mm-hmm. If you've ever read the book Lonesome Dove, it's one of my favorite books ever. And there's a scene where this dude, he's an old-time cowboy, right? And they're out headed to Montana. And he goes to chase buffalo. And his partner's like, why are you doing that? He's like, because I don't know the next time I can. Eventually, change comes for us all, right?
Totally.
So I'm hoping the best. I was kind of trying to figure out what the people there knew, and they don't know anything.
Nobody knows. It's just, listen, the thing of it, we hear so much, so often about I'm going to do, I want to change, but nobody really knows what's going to happen.
I certainly hope it doesn't close. Like, there's got to be a better way.
Yes.
In case it does, I got, like I said, good news and bad news. I got you something. I got you a ballpark in case it closes. So at least... But the other part...
Jay, what the hell goes in the back of there?
I don't know. I lost it. So it's a ballpark that has like the little removable part that you can put down.
Yeah.
But somewhere between my car and here, that fell off. So I'm going to try to find that. But
that's the bad news.
That's the bad news here. Show the cameras.
So, cameras
I didn't
up
know
here.
Where the cameras are
so
now.
This is in the backside, I don't have the piece.
I'm going to walk down to my car. I'm going to find it. But shout out to East Potomac.
Oh, you marked the ball on the way up.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. All right, let's get into the Commanders, the latest on the offensive and defensive coordinator searches. When we return, it's B. Mitch and Finley. All right, boys, it is January. The decorations are down, or for most people anyway, but the couch is calling. You got Super Wild Card Weekend coming up. You got NCAA playoffs tonight, Oregon, Indiana. Should be a hell of a game. That is perfect Paisanos weather. Yeah, it's JP Finley here. And my friends at Paisanos just dropped their homemade cheesy breadsticks. I tried them Wednesday night. They are phenomenal. Golden edges, soft center, layers of melted cheese in every slice. Finished with great little seasoning on there, and they serve them with a warm side of marinara. They are fantastic. They're also not frozen. They make them fresh every day with real cheese. Trust me, they are ridiculous. For a limited time, grab an order for just $9.99 a la carte or snag them for free with any order of $35 or more when you use the promo code CHEESY. That's promo code CHEESY. And for fan listeners, don't forget, use the promo code FAN30 and score 30% off any order of $30 or more. pizza, wings, pastas, salads, whatever you're craving, Paisanos has you covered. So here's the game plan. Start with the 30% savings using Fan30 and add the new breadsticks with code CHEESY and call it an easy January win, which around here, they can be tough to come by. Paisanos is not just pizza, but something for everyone. PaisanosPizza.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today.